Okay, I want to introduce Donna Dreagan tonight as tonight's host, and she's the one that you have all been talking to in the last 10 minutes or so, 10 or 15 minutes. And so, Donna, I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay. Tonight, we are honored to hear from Master Godfrey, who encourages us during the challenging times that we're having. As we've said last month, remember you raised your hand and volunteered before you were born to come here at this time to help usher in the golden crystal age. This requires our discipline, constancy, and love. And so right now I'm going to share with you a little background concerning our Godfrey, okay? As Ascended Master Godfrey was embodied as Guy Ballard, the messenger of Saint Germain, he brought forth the teachings of the Great White Brotherhood, the law of the I Am Presence, and held the focus of Christ's consciousness for the planet until his ascension in 1939. His wife, twin flame, Edna Ballard, now the Ascended Lady Master Lotus. Guy Ballard's pen name was Godfrey Ray King. He is now known as the Ascended Master Godfrey, God Obedience, but is still affectionately remembered by his students as Daddy. Although the requirements for his ascension had been completed several years before he actually ascended, he volunteered to continue in the service of the Brotherhood as their point of contact for the world of form. Through the assistance given him by the Great Divine Director in the Cave of Light, his four lower bodies were aligned and his threefold flame balanced, enabling him to be the channel for many miracles and healings before his ascension. As part of his final service while in embodiment, Godfrey took on world karma and expiated it through his physical form, thus sparing humanity great suffering that he himself chose to bear, even as Jesus bore the crucifixion for the sins of mankind. The turning point in his mission and the key to his victory in that embodiment occurred as he was walking on Broadway in Los Angeles, California. At that time, when all seemed to be against him, he suddenly stopped and made a fiat to the dweller on the threshold, the remnant of his own untransmuted human creation. He quote, "You have scared me for the last time. You have no power." Soon thereafter, on Mount Shasta, he met the Master Saint Germain, who took him for the retreats of the Brotherhood and gave him training for his world mission. These experiences are recorded in three books that he subsequently brought forth as the expression of the threefold flame of the Master's consciousness. One, The Unveiled Mysteries, yellow ray, The Magic Presence, the pink ray, and The I Am Discourses, the blue ray. From Godfrey, we learn the unfailing obedience to one's ascended guru and to the great law of life is essential to individual victory and the completion of the cosmic timetable for the golden age. Each act of disobedience sets back the plans for the Brotherhood for the victory of the planet, a victory for which each person is individually and collectively responsible. The second great lesson we learn from Godfrey is that it is not until we cast down the idol of the human consciousness that we begin to trek up the mountain of our initiations. The rejection of the human ego and the consciousness should be made each time it attempts to assert itself. One need only say, quote, "In the name of my mighty I Am presence, I refuse to accept the tyranny of my human consciousness," end of quote. All other individuals may say, "In the name of my mighty I Am presence, I refuse to accept his or her human consciousness." Beloved Holy Christ Self, you step forth in your blazing reality and be the only presence acting here. Godfrey won his freedom through obedience to the law of being. He teaches us to ascend moment by moment by raising our thoughts and feelings, our energies and actions. The ascension is the goal of life, not only for few, but for many. Godfrey was embodied as the son of the great king, Saint Germain, who ruled the civilization that flourished in what is now the Sahara Desert over 50,000 years ago. Guy, his wife, Edna Ballard, and their son, Donald, were embodied as Saint Germain's children there. Among other embodiments were Richard the Lionhearted and George Washington in 1732 to 1799. Thank you. Okay. Now, at the end of this class, in about 75 minutes, please stay and find out, one, what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had. Give us prayer requests for yourself, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. Now, our mission and vision. I'll read it. See if it feels like something that you enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now our opening invocation. Please read the following prayer from the invitations that you received, if you have them. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, and Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Master Godfrey, thanking you for your love and guidance as we share your thoughts and words to us tonight. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and your legions for protecting our class physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. And now we will have a song, song 106. We'll sing together. It's in our songbook, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. As you sing it, keep in mind that you're calling to all mankind with whom we are one to join us in our gratefulness and determination to keep the amazing freedoms that we have in this country that far surpass the freedoms of any other country on this planet. Thank you.
Going to have the heart stream by Master Godfrey, which is going to be quite amazing tonight. I think we have a lot we can talk about regarding this heart stream, and I think in the end you'll be encouraged about what is happening today, especially if you can stay afterwards and hear some a little bit more detail. So, Philip.
Precious citizens of America and light bearers throughout the world, I come on this pivotal day of American history to be with you in spirit and within your heart, attuned to God, reverent for divine justice, freedom, and equality, committed to a pathway of light for yourself, your family, your community, your state, your nation, and your world. Committed to a path of light is essential as you walk in the light of your I Am presence. For that commitment itself sets the course for your soul to journey under God, with God, unto your victory in your ascension in the light. As citizens, you make a commitment to a sovereign nation under God. And this commitment is to the divine essence, the ideal of a nation founded upon divine principles and values. And though imperfect in its manifestation through its citizens of those virtues, yet, as the ideal is held high, as the standard is fulfilled within your life, live to God's glory, you become a nexus through which the destiny of that nation may indeed be accomplished. The right to vote, I consider a sacred right of every citizen. And it is imperative that this right be safeguarded in all ways from interference, from manipulation, including the manipulation by the media, which attempts to sway you from your free choice to discern truth within what each candidate aspires to accomplish within their agenda, their platform. Many do not even know what their potential representatives in the House or Senate or at the local level really hold dear and near to their hearts as what they aspire to accomplish, to fulfill on behalf of those whom they represent. Often, individuals simply vote the party line without deep research into the candidate's positions, what they think or feel, what they know, and what they would represent of your views, your ideals, and what you have committed to as citizens.
The first question we're going to talk about here is what appears to be ways this recent election has been mishandled? How should we go about finding information on candidates in our region that are running for any office? So we'll take the first part of that question first. Our team member, Sharon Wallace, was going to answer that, but she's had a major calamity occur in her work situation, so she cannot. So I'm going to attempt to answer that, and if anybody else, when I'm finished, would like to add to that for a minute or two, feel free to click on *6 and put in your 2 cents worth. Okay, first of all, the people who signed off on the voting machines, mainly Dominion, but there are others, in Dominion, Dominion was used in 31 states. Anyway, they did not properly inspect the machines in some situations. In other situations, they had approved of them because of the fraud that was possible. If any of you have been watching things online, there are a number of places that prove and show how these machines were used to commit fraud. I saw one example where there were about 6 or 7 people in a room, and they took the vote, they put it in, entered it into the machine as a vote yes for somebody, and it came out the other side yes for somebody else. I was just dumbfounded by watching that. One of the people that was there entering their votes to see what would happen burst into tears because she realized that this was occurring all over our country. There is a group called Q, and it's a group that is now in the revised National Security Agency, the NSA. This used to be an agency that was contaminated with, I would just say the left or the deep state that's been cleaned out. And they have access to every single thing happening in the United States. It's kind of a scary thing. But they have also intelligence members working with them, and they have followed the whole election. They know where every vote is and what's been happening. It's really called a sting, and it's been allowed to happen. They knew well ahead, back in 2017 and 18, that they would be doing this because they knew that this would happen. So people who are afraid or fearful about the outcome of this election can just relax. Now, regarding what to do to find out about people running for office in your territories, it's really a responsibility that we have today that's very important. You need to know who is running, why he's running, what he stands for, what his background is, and you can find it all on Google. We have found out that many people are paid off. I read of one person, he was a whistleblower, who told how Dominican officials, or the people, the leadership behind Dominion, had actually gone to candidates and offered them a certainty of being elected if they would pay so much money. He was a whistleblower. He heard it. He was there. He knows all about it. His name won't be mentioned right now because his life is in danger. But this happens, and we need to know that the candidates that we are voting for are standing with us, that would not do this sort of thing. So that's an important issue regarding just knowing who's running. And if anybody has any comments right here, please hit *6 and go ahead and say something. We'll give you a minute. Anybody? Okay, we'll go ahead then with the dictation.
The founders of this nation are somewhat in dismay at the current dialectic of what is transpiring. Some of them have ascended, others have re-embodied within your midst, and some are still committed to promulgating the light of freedom, liberty, and justice for all, even as certain representatives within your government today. We, the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, see the end result of the choices of citizens of this day, at this time, within this hour. And we note specifically that those who look first to God as the divine arbiter of holy jurisprudence, before they look to a man or woman who would represent them, have the higher interests of citizens of this nation in mind and heart. For God is the true destiny of a nation whose ideals are for a high standard, especially freedom for all, liberty to pursue that one's free will within a framework that is just and honorable, of laws themselves that are decent and rich in integrity to safeguard the freedoms of all citizens. Blessed ones, you know what is transpiring within your nation at certain levels, yet not all are fully aware through their own ignorance of the truth of what is transpiring, especially at the behest of those who would influence your leaders through all manner of manipulation, including greed, to vote certain ways, in effect, to denigrate what we, the founders, stood for, fought for, and died for. Therefore, I come in this hour with a light of freedom within my heart to promote the Ascended Master Way, God consciousness, and what America as the I Am race represents for the entire world, for all citizens of all nations, as a beacon of light and as an opportunity to have a pathway set forth through free will to experience through the four sacred freedoms, those rights that are inalienable and that are always essential to a free people, a free nation under God. Your liberties are being stripped away bit by bit through unjust laws and through decisions by your Supreme Court when some members thereof are not enlightened in those referent points of truth that they should be. And of course, the manipulation through various secret societies and those who use their money to influence many are also compromising many aspects of your freedom, blessed ones, that you are just now learning of, including the attempt of foreign nations that would do a disservice to all mankind to manipulate through 5G, through artificial intelligence, especially communist China. I give a warning to America now that if you do not defend your freedom to be a people integrated in light under God and set forth safeguards for your freedoms, that many of these will be taken from you by these dark spirits moving throughout the earth now, working through your media, working through those who harbor enmity towards the founding principles of this nation within their souls, having borne this enmity long, long ago in previous civilizations, especially Atlantis herself. America, as many of you know, is, as a whole, Atlantis come again. And the same tests and initiations are transpiring now, especially the manipulation of the genetic code and the seed of mankind merge with animals. Can you imagine, blessed ones, that this same nefarious activity that occurred 12,000 and more years ago is occurring again within the laboratories of the Dark Ones, those re-embodied scientists of Atlantis? Well, I say it is true. And even the plague that you are experiencing today is a result of this manipulation of strains of bacteria and viruses merged with substances from aborted fetal tissue and other diabolical energies embedded within it, including computerized chips at all.
We're going to answer another question here. What liberties are we losing, and how does this relate to Atlantis thinking and our incarnation on Earth at this time? Let me say first, we have an important Bill of Rights, and after much consideration by the founders of our nation, they promise us the following. Freedom of speech, there's 10, by the way, 10 Bill of Rights. It's very good to read them and know exactly what you are given the rights to. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition the government, freedom to bear arms, freedom to not house troops in your homes. Now, this was important to our founding fathers because the British, who were claiming America for themselves, housed their troops whenever they wanted to in the homes of the settlers. Number 8, freedom from search and seizure without warrant from a judge. This has also been maligned recently. Freedom to a speedy trial by jury and lawyer, and also in civil cases regarding money. And lastly, freedom from cruel or unusual punishment and unreasonable levels of bail. Those have also been ignored, at least the last part of that. As I did a search on ways that our liberties and our freedoms have been maligned, especially as outlined in the Bill of Rights, I found examples showing how each of these freedoms that I have named have gradually and often very sneakily been ignored, especially since 2008. So who was the president in 2008? Think back on that. Mike Huckabee, our former Arkansas governor, he shared some of these incidents that I'm going to share with you that have occurred in the past year as our leaders made outlandish demands using the COVID-19 pandemic as the excuse. He says it took a Louisville, Kentucky judge to rule before Easter Sunday that churches in Kentucky could meet in parking lots for drive-in Easter services while families stayed in their cars, saying it was ridiculous that liquor store drive-thrus could stay open while drive-in churches had to close, even though everybody's family was separate. In Mississippi, a policeman went to church parking lot, or several policemen went to church parking lots, and they passed out $500 tickets to people meeting in their cars for church services. The same policeman did not follow social distancing because once the window was rolled down, they passed their tickets right through the open space. And you would touch the same things they touched, and you did all the things that you would do with somebody that you were communicating with. A father was arrested in New York City for playing catch with his daughter in an empty park. He was arrested for that. People were warned and sometimes arrested for going into their backyards in some cases. The New Jersey governor was asked, "Who gave you the right to suspend the Bill of Rights?" He replied, "Answering that question is above my pay grade. We weren't considering the Bill of Rights." Well, that was obvious. The only thing between freedom and tyranny is the vigilant citizen who remembers that the governor is hired and works for you, for us. Are you willing to die for your freedoms, as did Martin Luther King Jr. and Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Former journalists that worked for MSN, that's mainstream news, especially ABC, NBC, CSNBC, CNN, MSNBC, and a number of newspapers, have reported that they left because they were not allowed to actually report what they saw and heard. They were given scripts to read. Now, this is not true freedom of the press. Recently, even Fox News reporters have been distressed, two having been laid off this month, some former employees going to work with their own news sites online so they can tell the truth. As you know, there are countries and companies that say jobs won't be open to anyone who hasn't been vaccinated for COVID-19 soon. And have you heard about HR 6666 that entails contact tracing? Do you know what contact tracing is? It involves a way to know where you are, what you are doing, your past history, your age, and much more. It's a highly popular idea, mainly from the MSN, and especially from Bill Gates, to do this through vaccinations. Study the ingredients in vaccines and learn about the great increase in autism, dementia, and other problems that are even included in the warning papers that come with the vaccines sold to the health department. You can always ask to see them. I worked for the Health Department of Texas, and I used to read these papers, and I was forced to have a vaccination back then because I worked for the health department. But after I read those papers, I was horrified, and I went home and prayed on my knees for God to protect me from those ingredients, which I found out were a problem later because they are high in heavy metals, especially mercury, which is still in them today and which is accumulative. I could go on and on about that, but we don't have time. Revelation 13 talks about the mark of the beast. It says this beast coming forth in the last days will require a mark on our body so that no one can buy or sell or work unless he has this mark, which is the number of the beast's name. The number that is given is 666. Of course, we do not yet know the ins and outs of this prophecy, but it is something to be aware of regarding our freedoms. Have you heard or learned about mind control and its history? Now, this is something that can be done to control what you think and do. It has been done, and we will probably learn more about it one day. It has been done through what is called MKUltra, satellite brain control, embedded chips, drones, certain drugs, certain forms of artificial intelligence, and could be done through vaccines. Now, what does this have to do with the famous continent called Atlantis? Godfrey sounded pretty concerned about Atlantis and the fact that we are here today, reincarnated from that time. Most of you have heard of Lemuria, which was a country that was very powerful, similar to the United States. And according to the Masters, Lemuria was a major influence on Atlantis, except that Lemuria was basically a highly spiritually developed place. They had highly developed technology that Atlantis copied and developed for themselves. The problem was that Atlantis did not develop the same spirituality. There is a doctor that we are very fond of in the Heart Center. Her name is Dr. Shakuntala Modi. She's a medical doctor and a psychiatrist. She came in contact with the Heart Center, and she shared with us her love of the violet flame, her love for Archangel Michael, and shared with us some calls and prayers that we do today. She shared how God had seen fit to bless her by giving her the ability to regress people into past lives by putting them in a mild trance state and learning how their past lives influenced their current lives and how to help them. Now, some of her patients, when they were regressed, revealed that they had lived during the time of Atlantis, in the country of Atlantis. We've always wondered why Atlantis just suddenly was destroyed and sunk deep into the ocean. Here is what her patients told her, which she recorded in her two books. Both of them are called An Amazing Human Journey, books 1 and 2. And you can get them from Amazon. And we sold them originally with the Heart Center, and I don't know if there are any copies left, but you could check our store. She said, "My hypnotized patients claim that Atlanteans originally lived in family units, father, mother, children, and all was well. But as the balance of power shifted, the rich and powerful used their money to take over society. They used their technological advances to control the population until it reached the point where little crystal devices were installed in the back of the neck of every newborn child to better control them. The leaders of Atlantis told the people that this was good for their health. The people believed them. This led to the Dark Ages of Atlantis. They took away the concept of marriage. Partners were chosen to breed, and others were sterilized. Children were removed at a certain age and raised in child care facilities. True love came to an end. People were put into dorms and treated like cattle. Free will no longer existed, but their technology became so vast, so intricate, so valuable to the powerful rich leaders that they began to ignore agricultural requirements, and they used people mainly as technological robots. Finally, when the food became more scarce because of their ignorance of the agricultural needs and trying to robotize everything, the rulers even began to raise people as food sources, and they found that they became addicted to human flesh and blood. By the way, have you heard about adrenochrome or the underground havens involved in human trafficking occurring today? And I won't even go into the horrifying things that happened there. But it's very similar to what happened in Atlantis. You can feel free to call me about that if you want, or stay after class and we'll talk about it a little more. Now, the result was that God began to destroy Atlantis by having huge earthquakes. When this happened, the technological contact points were ripped away and people were suddenly freed because the neck controls were no longer in contact with the giant computer-type machines that the rich leaders used to control them. The people suddenly came awake and they realized how they had been used like robots. The population was horrified. Many of them fled in boats before the final sinking of Atlantis. Most all of the rulers were killed. Most all of the people that survived were affected by post-traumatic stress disorder. You've heard of PTSD, I think. They would not even explain it to their children, so there is very little, if anything, written about the history of Atlantis. The common people who escaped Atlantis refused to have anything to do with any kind of technology again, or even talk about it in the places where they finally ended up. So you can find many places online today that indicate that this is where many of our leaders, especially on the left, who welcome the type of technology that Atlantis leaders worshipped. These leaders secretly used their technology to make their people into human cattle, into robots who served only the desires of the rich and powerful. So stay with us after class if you'd like to talk a little more about this. By the way, the two books I see Philip just showed me, they're on sale at our Heart Center bookstore.
Dearest ones, we have already warned you about coming vaccines. Many of you know of their detrimental effects upon the tender, young body temples of children and infants, the most vulnerable among you. Yet they are also antithetical to your Christ mind and what you should be able to conceive of, think, know, feel, and understand through a Christic representation, rayed to your mind by God, your own Holy Christ Buddha self. I say that if the plans of the deep state and the dark ones would continue, and through ignorance, America does not fully awaken, in 12 years you will see quite a different society, one controlled by and manipulated by artificial intelligence and those behind it. We would have it not, dearest ones, and so you must stand firm in this hour to challenge the dark ones. And though some of you prefer the gentler way of silence and meditation, which we also appreciate, it takes at times, key times in the history of a nation and her people, that fire within the belly, that fire within the spirit and soul, for the defense of what is real, true, and virtuous, so that you still will maintain a platform of freedom for your evolution. Therefore, I encourage light workers throughout the world to guard that light within, to safeguard freedom within your own soul first and within your nations, your families, your peoples. If freedom is to be both restored and accentuated throughout the nations, it must be defended first within the integrity of one's own being. Are you truly free in this hour? You know not all of the influences projected upon you and around you through the mass media and through what is broadcast in so many diabolical ways that you know not even their source fully, blessed ones. Yet many of you are beginning to realize their effects, even feeling them within your body temples, within your psyche, even within your soul. To safeguard the soul is essential for America's destiny to be realized. Safeguarding the citizenry and the souls of this people is my calling, as well as Saint Germain and many others, including your Moria L. And so we three stand within the capital of your nation now, and we blaze forth that light of freedom, justice, opportunity, and God consciousness to awaken America to the threats at her door and even within her borders by communist Chinese agents, even the over 500,000 Chinese students within your universities. Did you know, blessed ones, that there are more than 500,000 agents of deception that the Chinese have sent into your colleges and universities and eventually also into key enterprises and businesses that are waiting, biding their time for the plan of the enslavement of this people by 5G and AI in coming years and not so far into the future? If you were fully aware of all that has been planned by these dark ones, you would be in confrontation with them. You would urge your representatives to pass laws that would prevent this situation from manifesting and continuing. Therefore, I call it forth. Therefore, I encourage you to communicate with your leaders and to demand laws that will prevent this type of takeover subtly through the agents of death and hell, those who within China itself, as you have heard, harvested the organs of those whom they have killed, of the Muslim population, of Christians, and the innocent and pure hearts who have studied and practiced Falun Gong. Dearest ones, if the entire world were alarmed by these truths and realize the nature of this infamy and this darkness, then all could rise up to overthrow this communist dictatorship and what it intends for both for America and the world. Yet many are asleep. Many have taken money from the beast itself, the dragon itself. And so it is time to call a spade, and I demand in the name of Jesus the binding of those responsible for this infamy within this nation. I call out those, and I speak their names on the inner, who are behind this darkness. You are judged by the karmic board, and that call that you gave this day, we utilize for this action, blessed ones, and you will see continuing revelations. You will see the dynamics of light. You will see the power of God manifest through divine justice as it is represented and outpictured in your world. Yes, I am fighting.
I'm going to call on Barbara. I'm going to call on Barbara Gabbert in a minute. She's going to talk with us about how has China quietly or not so quietly been attempting to deceive and or control the United States. And she will share some proofs and some things that she has found out as she's done some research. So, Barbara, take it away.
Thank you, Donna. Well, it's pretty amazing when we hear from Godfrey's own mouth that we have approximately 500,000 built-in spies in our universities and colleges. You know, these are people that are loyal to the Communist Party, or they've been threatened, you know, because their family members are under the thumb of the Chinese communists, and so they do what they're told. And they're taking their places, like Godfrey said, in industry and in every avenue of our life to basically to sell us out to China and to get rid of our liberties here eventually. Interestingly enough, the COVID-19 virus, from all that we can find out so far, was originally taken by a professor from Harvard and his Chinese student, who was a member of the Chinese military, to the Wuhan lab. That's how the COVID-19 virus even got to the lab in Wuhan, China, to begin with. So that's pretty amazing. Godfrey also talks about 5G, which has been rolling out in different places around the country. The equipment, the original equipment for 5G that has been sold to many countries around the world, is from a company called Huawei, which is also owned and operated by the Chinese Communist Party. So they've got their fingers in all kinds of pies all over the world, and specifically in America, because we are the prize. As America goes, so goes the world. One thing that I found out today, just in fact, in an article that I was reading, is they have preliminary proof now that has been found that shows that several governors, mostly of Democrat-run states, have been colluding with the Communist Chinese Party and have been taking money from them in a scam to get kickbacks from supposed purchases of protective equipment for COVID-19, especially masks and things like that, by making large orders from China. And then these governors have been getting financial kickbacks from those orders to their states. And of course, I'm sure they're lining their own pockets from that as well. All these things, we have to wake up, like Godfrey says, and we have to challenge our senators and our representatives to do the right thing and to defend America and her interests, and to not let us be overrun and manipulated by stuff such as contract tracing, which would limit our ability of movement and freedom to go where we want, when we want. So you can go online and read about all this stuff in many, many different places. And if you need specific information, feel free to contact me or Donna after the class or at another time, and we can give you sources to find out specific information and educate yourself on what's going on. So word to the wise should be efficient, and especially when it comes from Godfrey. So that's all I have to say for now.
Thank you.
In this hour, because I love America. I love you as citizens of this great nation, and we will not have America go down. We will not have America compromise. We will not have America descend into an astral civilization, blessed ones, with all that we have sacrificed, all that we have built together, you and us, over many lifetimes. Blessed ones, the fire of God descends, and prophets are speaking these truths among many peoples and many congregations throughout this nation now around the world. Listen to the truth. Speak the truth yourself. Abide by these truths and do your work. Do your work. Do your work each day to call forth that light in your services. Some of you still utter little prayers that I term mamby-pamby prayers, when you should be, as I am today, speaking with the full fire and authority of your God presence. Can you not simply understand the dynamics of what is at play in this hour, blessed ones, and call forth mighty victory and the legions of light to involve yourselves in this great dynamic affair of God consciousness and safeguard the freedoms of America? Well, if you can't, then go somewhere else. But I am calling and speaking to those who understand the legitimacy of this movement and of all Ascended Master movements and safeguarding these freedoms. And I say, when you pass from the screen of life, if you have compromised again and again and not done that work and not sacrificed to give your all, then you will rue the day when you said, not me, God. I am too lowly. I am not good enough. You have been given the tools. You have been given the divine God authority and the I Am name to acclaim that will of God manifest in this dimensional plane of being. Blessed ones, use it and inspire others through your example, through your love, through your commitment.
Question number 5. Dwin is going to answer this, and she's going to answer, how can we proceed with the full fire and authority of our God presence in the area of offering our prayers on behalf of our country and its challenges? And she will probably share with us some good fiats that we could use. And there is a page of fiats in the prayer book. So you can go to those also. I don't know right offhand where it is. Maybe perhaps Dwyn does. So Dwyn, if you're there, take it away. You have to click star 6.
Thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Donna. Yeah, it's quite a list of things that we have heard tonight. And I was probably touching a little softer on it than what I heard and the depth that we really require at working with this information. And so how should we proceed with the full fire and authority of our God presence in the area of offering our prayers on behalf of our country and its challenges? And I say fiats. Fiats are fiery calls, and they're it's when the fire descends quickly and burns away all the dross and crystallizes in matter. And so we prepare ourselves in just being in our peace, deep breathing, meditation perhaps before, but also connecting with our mighty I Am presence and all of the masters whom are waiting for our calls. And so I have some examples of fiats that we can give. I think fiats are those quick, fiery calls. And so I'll begin. Here's some examples. I am a nexus through which America fulfills her destiny. America is a sovereign nation under God. America is safeguarding our freedoms through enlightened educators with the study of our Constitution. Saint Germain, safeguard the four sacred freedoms within our nation through our elected ones, the Constitution and the laws of the land. Mighty victory, safeguard the God freedoms of America. Cyclopean and Virginia, expose the harmful misuse of technology through 5G, of 6G, artificial intelligence, and vaccinations contaminated with toxic substances, microchips, or viruses. Beloved El Moria, blaze the will of God into our leaders. Angels of truth, direct souls who can hear the truth to alternative, new, honest news sources. Beloved K-17, expose the truth and bring to justice those manipulating the results of our presidential election. Divine Director, clear out all of our universities of those college professors influencing our youth in anti-American ideology who are responsible for teaching and promoting socialist propaganda. Cyclopean and Virginia, expose the truth concerning the Chinese Communist Party infiltrating our nation and working against our safety in contact tracing and all other means. Beloved Saint Germain has given us a fiat that we can use. It's 70.017B. It's in our prayer book, and I'll give it. Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon earth. And I claim the victory of the violet flame in this hour. Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon earth. And I claim the victory of the violet flame in this hour. Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon earth. And I claim the victory of the violet flame in this hour. And now we can give a softer one, but we can put this at any level that we're sensing within our Christ self that it is required. I am a being of violet fire. I am the holy freedom God desires. We can give this just to ourselves when we need to feel that sense that we have within our hearts that ability to contact our higher self and the masters, and we can blaze forth this light into any situation. I, beloved Archangel Michael, blaze forth the light. Beloved Archangel Michael, blaze forth the light. Beloved Archangel Michael, blaze forth the light. Blaze forth the light into those re-embodied scientists. Manipulation of the genetic code, the seed of mankind, merged with animals, and manipulating the vaccinations. We call, beloved Archangel Michael, take command of all that is working against God government within our nation, all that is all the manipulation within the media and the moving people out of their own God-directed areas, being caught up in different medias that don't understand or will not provide the truth. We call for the judgment of the contact tracing and forced vaccination and all inflammations lined up to put people in ways of being confined, both mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, through their indoctrinations. We call for the freeing up of all those souls, and we give gratitude, O God, for all those souls that you have brought forth, bringing the truth. Let them be known by all Americans and all people upon this planet, so that they may have a full God awareness on how they may direct their prayers. America unites in victory and goes forward in the light. America unites in victory and goes forward in the light. America unites in victory and goes forward in the light. I think
those are most of the prayers that I gave, and I'm.
Hey, Duane.
Yes.
That other list of fiats is 10.025.
May I have that again?
10.025. There's a
0.025.
10.025.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. 10.025. Okay. Okay. Yes. This is fiat to the masters for fast results. I'm just checking my paper to see if I missed anything that I was planning on giving. Okay, let us give this. I will give this 10.025. Jesus, save all sentient beings. Portia, justice, reign supreme. Saint Germain, free souls today. Mother, teach all how to pray. Lordling, bring your fun and cheer. Meta, save our children dear. K-17, expose dark spies. Vesta, make our leaders wise. Michael, bind all demons now. Kuan Yin, help us keep our vows. Moria, blaze, first ray so bright. Mary, raise our earthing light. Lotsu, teach us all to the Tao. Mary, heal our children now. Godfrey, make our nation pure. Nada, help us all serve with cheer. Buddha, share your mindful glee. Clear the air with Claire de Lee. And I think I have some other prayers, and I'm sorry, I don't.
That's great, Dwayne. You've given
okay,
us.
I just have maybe one more.
Okay.
Okay, in the name of the Divine Director, El Moria, Astraean, Archangel Michael, expose the truth and bring to justice those manipulating the results of our election process. Expose the truth of the creation of vaccines. I think I read that. I think I'll just stop.
Well,
thank
that
you
was
very much.
You did, Dwayne. That was fabulous. Those
okay, thank you so much.
Everything that she said is a sentence, and you can just take any one of those if you're particularly moved to take one. Just in fact, you can even make up your own. You can say something like, Archangel Michael, bind the election people who are lacking in integrity now, or anything that you want to say. A one-sentence fiat, and that last list that Dwayne read from 10.025, those are all single sentences. You can just take one of them and say it at least three times. Three is the lower number of completion. Nine is the higher number in numerology. And there's a lot of numerology that we see used in the Bible and among the masters. So saying something at least three times is very powerful. That was wonderful, Dwayne, and I think we'll all be able to apply that. Now we'll continue.
Yes, commitment. This is the word that I write in letters of living golden fire in the atmosphere. Commitment. Commitment to the truth. Commitment to God. Commitment to the light. Those who are committed will act and vote righteously. And those who are not, in their ignorance, will be part of the dark astral movement that if we have our way, we'll be consumed by the fire of heaven. Oh, blessed ones, I have been waiting to deliver this message for quite some time, and I chose this day, Election Day, to broadcast it to the world. And even those who will never hear it on the outer are receiving it on the inner. Their souls are stirred, their minds hear it, because of the dispensation that I have been given. And it is a great reckoning and a dividing of the way. Either stand for freedom and truth, or go your way with the dark ones, I say to all citizens of America. Either stand for truth, divine justice, liberty, freedom, and God love, or suffer the consequences of your ill-gotten gains and choices. And this action of the separation of the tares and the wheat will continue, and you will see some lashing out through their own sense of injustice about the results of this election. So be it. Yet through their actions, their judgment is manifest. And those who engage in hatred toward this and future presidents will be judged by their hatred instantaneously by the lords of karma. Blessed ones, I know that this is an intense message, yet it must be heard, it must be broadcast, it must be shared far and wide. For a prophet is speaking through this dispensation, a prophet of old, even Jeremiah, come again. And if you, O world, would know the truth and would bend the knee to God, you must understand the dynamics of what is at play and current prophecy in this hour. So listen, obey your inner voice, God within you, and live in righteousness. I thank you, blessed hearts, for bearing with me and bearing this fire within your breast, within your body temple, for I had to deliver it somewhere, and I chose this place and this company to deliver it. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and of the initiates of truth.
There is one more little part that we're going to play, but first I just want to throw out there. How many of you, just you don't have to answer this, but just think about it. How many of you think that Master Godfrey was once incarnated as Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah in the Bible? I think so, unless you know something more than I do about it, which isn't all that much. Now we're going to hear David share from his I Am Presence. Actually, his I Am Presence speaks through him and shares a few paragraphs here that are very interesting.
There is a cosmic wave of light going forth from this point, north, south, east, and west. And it is an action of divine justice and judgment. It is a divining of the way, a cosmic reckoning. And Godfrey says there is no excuse for ignorance any longer. There is no excuse for not seeing the darkness within the individual running for the President of the United States who is corrupted to the core of his being. There is no excuse for not being able to see beyond the surface of an individual. And the discernment of the Holy Spirit that many light bearers require, they do not have yet. For many light bearers are caught in this deception through their own ignorance, lack of clear seeing, clear understanding. Yet that has happened because they have compromised the light within themselves in past lives and in this life. They have not stood for God. They have cursed God, cursed the name of Jesus, cursed this and that person, situation, institution. When you have hatred in your heart, that hatred eats you up over time. And those who have spewed out their hatred will not for long be able to do this without suffering physically in their temples of light. This actually is the love of God as divine justice and mercy, because the unjust ones cannot go on forever being unmerciful and unjust. It is unjust for many to be under their snares. And so God hears the cries and the prayers of the righteous, and God answers. And the divine blood of the Lamb restores holiness within the nation, divine justice within the soul, equanimity within the spirit, blessedness, and the brightness of the I Am Presence within the heart. I thank you, beloved Godfrey. And from my mighty I Am Presence, I thank David Lewis for making the choice to surrender and be a representative and amanuensis. It is not the ego that I am referring to in an iota. It is simply that the I Am Presence of this soul thanks this individual for being able to bear this energy, because it is pretty intense and not many could bear the fire. And many of you were also prepared to bear that fire. And so you are, in addition to being light bearers, fire bearers. So do you feel like a fire bearer today?
Oh, yeah.
Fire bearer?
Yes.
You are fire bearers, bearers of a higher standard of light. So thank you for all that you've done in past lives in this life to so allow the Holy Spirit, God, to use you as an instrument that you could come into this incarnation and be able in your physical body temple to bear the fire of God as you have today. I applaud all of you for this. Not everybody desires to know the truth. They just don't. You know, ignorance is not bliss. It's hell. I think we're learning that now. Ignorance is hell. If you don't know what you don't know, you make bad choices.
That's the end. He suggests that we sing God Bless America, or rather, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, but we already sang it first. So, think back. Some of you who were in Atlantis, possibly, you didn't know the truth. You didn't seek it out. You didn't ask for it. You assumed that the leadership were right on target, and that was your doom. So we must pray for those people that are still in that state of mind right now. And now we're going to have Donna Dreegan. She's going to share the announcements, and then we will go to an extra prayer and information time with Barbara after that. So, Donna, go ahead.